K-A-Y-T-F-M. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K-223-B-I. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K-255-B-T. 100.1 Lake Charles. K-261-E-B. And K-Q-J-O-F-M. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. God, we just thank you for being a good God. Thank you for being a loving God. Thank you for being a faithful God. God, you never left us, nor have you ever forsaken us. God, your word is true, and for that we say thank you. Now, Father God, I ask that you will move by your power on this radio line on this morning, God. Lord, have thine own way, for I decrease in order that you may increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Psalm 102, 12 and 13. That's the division of Psalm 102, 12 through 13. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. May the Lord add a blessing to his hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is your set time. In Psalm 102:12, the psalmist focuses on how God is eternal and is remembered throughout all generations. Exodus 3 and 15, you can notice how God revealed himself to Moses. He is the God who has been faithful to the forefathers of Israel, and he also initiated the covenant with them. According to Psalm 102:13, there is a set time for the favor of God to manifest in your life. Time is generally defined in the Greek as chronos and kairos. So in today's word, we're going to look at the first 11 verses of Psalm 102. The psalmist goes into great detail listing all of his troubles. He was telling how miserable he is. Just when you think he's ready to give up, he wrote the scripture. And in the midst of his sad song, he recognized that God was still on the throne. And he knew there was a set time for favor in his future. People of God, we can be going through so much until we are ready to throw in the towel. But just when we get ready to throw in the towel and we get tired, that's when we are to our breakthrough. Our breakthrough is the closest. Just when you getting ready to give up, God steps in right on time. Ecclesiastes tells us that God is a God of timing. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under the heaven. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. People of God, we need to understand the timings and seasons of God. And he has ordained times and seasons for our lives, for our ministries, for the cities, and also for the nations. God was saying to his people, don't worry. Things are about to change. He wants you to hold on. He wants you to keep the faith. What he did before, he is well and able to do it again. I want you to picture yourself as all the times that God has brought you out, when you didn't have food on the table, when your money was short, when the doctor report came in, when you was on the verge of giving up. Just look and see how God stepped in. People of God, you've come into your set time of favor right now, because why? You didn't give up. It says, I will arise and have compassion. In your set time of favor, God will step in against your enemies and scatter them. My God. In your set time of favor, he will raise you up in the midst of your naysayers. In your set time of favor, he will raise you up in the midst of the ones that had counted you out, that said that you would never be anything, that you would never amount to anything. The set time is now. Ooh. My God. So when he arises, when God arises, sickness will be defeated. Addictions will be broken. And lack, poverty, and the struggles you are facing will come to an end. People of God, I want you to listen to this. He's going before you. He's making every crooked place straight. He is clearing the path where you couldn't go before. Oh my God. He's pushing back the forces of darkness. He is leading and guiding you only if you will allow him to. Come on here, somebody. The enemies you've seen in the past, you will see no more. People of God, it is your set time to be free. It is your set time to come up. It is your set time to walk into your destiny. It is your set time to believe the promises of God. It is your set time, to release yourself, to forgive. This is your set time of favor. And when God has set everything in motion, no devil in hell can stop it. Come on here, somebody. I need you to get this into your spirit, that God has not forgotten you. Your time is not his time. Oh my God. We may think that everything is coming at a later time. No, God is moving now. Because he's saying, you got to believe me. You got to believe me. You got to shake yourself out. You got to remove the doubt. You got to believe. You got to believe him for the impossible. Come on here, somebody. Your set time for favor is now. It wasn't yesterday. It's not the day before. It's right now. So he is reminding us, don't worry about the people that has came up against you. Don't worry about the ones who have left you. Don't worry about the ones who have talked about you, scandalized your name. Let me tell you something. God sends people in your life for a season, for a reason, and some of them for a blessing. Because some people can't go where God is getting ready to take you. Yes, you may suffer a hard blow. The friendship you thought that friendship was going to last, or you thought that relationship was going to last. Let me tell you something. God sees things coming before you do, because I want you to hear me good. You can be so deep into the relationship or the friendship until you can't see nothing else except making sure that person get where they need to get in God, or just making sure you can help them until you forget about yourself, until you forget about doing the things God has called you to do. And when that happens, you feel like, God, what did I do wrong? God said, no, you didn't do wrong. I just had to move you out the way before you hit a brick wall, because everybody is not ready to go where I'm getting ready to take you. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said that the enemies you've seen in the past, you will not see them no more. What you dealt with in the past, people of God, you will not deal with this in this season. Because do not contaminate this season with your old season. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's your set time to be free. It's your set time to be made whole in God. Nothing missing and nothing lacking. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for that you are enthroned forever. And you have set this time of favor for us. Lord, we thank you that you are giving us power to do what we couldn't do ourselves. But Father God, we believe you are fighting our battles and you are preparing the way for us to step up to the next level. God, we thank you for this is our set time for favor, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we are in our second night of the tent revival. It started last night and we had a marvelous time. God moved by his spirit. Souls were saved. But tonight, I want you to meet us there tonight, 6 p.m. at 1100 Bolton Avenue